producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. David Bowie has passed at the age of 69 after a long battle with cancer. He is truly going to be missed. Hard to believe when, you know, David Bowie's 69. You know, when you hear these, and I know a lot of you guys are probably younger than me, but, you know, when you hear people that you idolized back in the 80s and you sang their music and you don't realize how many years have passed, and 69 is not old at all, but we lost another legend. We have a very scary video that is circulating of a Russian doctor who kills his patient right there on video. I'm going to tell you about that. We're also going to talk about, I don't know if I want to talk about football. That was crazy. I was driving home yesterday from Six Flags. We went to Six Flags. We did not celebrate winter or Christmas break because I had to work the whole time through. So we figured we'd take, you know, the first week in January, first weekend, you know, non-holiday weekend to leave Dodge. And it was excellent because there were hardly any lines. Although I got to tell you about roller coasters and whoa. Pretty scary stuff. But the playoffs were, whoa, fascinating. So I had to sit there listening on the radio. And great, the sportscasters do an awesome job on the radio. Bravo. But, you know, when I heard about the laces in kick right by the Vikings, you know they're freezing. Yeah, and you could almost hear the ice. Or the pour out from drinks that they were trying to drink out there. I mean, you could just hear the crispness. I missed some good football watching it, but I got to tell you, thank God for these radio broadcasters because I was just glued to my radio. And then the Bengals hit. I saw that. That just blew my mind. We'll talk about that. Many young people could be having a stroke and they don't realize it. And they do not make their way to the ER. We'll talk about how scary that is. We're also going to talk about how half of U.S. teens are exposed to secondhand smoke. Another study coming out saying, look, these heartburn pills, these heartburn medications increase your risk of kidney disease. Talk about what to do if you're sleep deprived and how to recover from that. And Hebrew University scientists discover a way how to kill HIV-infected cells. It's about time we figure out how to kill these suckers, because I got to tell you, HIV is still one of the most resilient, smart, spooky things out there. So as you can see, we got a very busy day. I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of speculation about David Bowie died. I mean, we know that he had cancer. I don't know if we know which type. I mean, a lot of us are assuming lung cancer because he smoked. His death was confirmed by his publicist, Steve Martin, this morning. He just celebrated his 69th birthday a couple days ago. They said he had been treated for cancer over the last 18 months, according to a statement on the social media accounts. According to a post on his Facebook page, David Bowie died peacefully today, surrounded by his family. His last album, Black Star, is a collaboration with the Jazz Quartet, and I guess was released on his birthday. just a couple days ago. He was supposed to be honored at Carnegie Hall on March 31st. Including Cyndi Lauper was supposed to be there as well. One of my favorite David Bowie songs that a lot of people don't remember was when he and Mick Jagger sang together. It doesn't matter what you wear, just as long as you are there. That song, Around the World, that one. I thought that was a great, great song to see him duetting with Mick Jagger. And, you know, as you see your pop icons go, it's sad. It really is. And, we could assume it's smoking, you know, from cigarettes, et cetera, but, still too young, and nobody deserves to pass away. We've been seeing, I've been receiving messages and seeing posts on Facebook, you know, about his smoking. And I got to tell you guys, you know, one of the reasons why we set up in Southern Nevada the New Year, New Lung program to help you guys quit smoking is because, you know, we understand it's not your fault. You know, I mean, years ago, yes, it was a status symbol. And maybe some of you started for the wrong reasons, just like a lot of us drank soda pop when we shouldn't have. Or we dated the wrong guy or the wrong girl. Or we got into a scuffle. I mean, maybe we make, you know, some mistakes. But the one thing about smoking as opposed to many other mistakes is a lot of times you can't stop. You try, you want to stop, and you can't. Okay? It's like getting into a bad relationship, and you want to leave the relationship. You know you need to leave the relationship, but you can't. You're too scared to. You're trapped. And that's what smoking does. You know, and so for those of us who don't smoke, when we sit here and, you know, bark orders at smokers to quit smoking, you know, we need to have a little bit of empathy. And I know doctors really give smokers the hardest time because of secondhand smoke. And as we're going to be talking about later in the hour, how half of teens are exposed to secondhand smoke. All right, that's some scary stuff. And I mean, I remember as a kid growing up, you know, my grandma smoking. I mean, she'd try to blow the smoke out of the corner of her mouth, you know, like that, to avoid me sitting there talking to her and watching her. But, I mean, you still breathe it in. So, I mean, a lot of us have been exposed to secondhand smoke, and we know that's dangerous, et cetera. So a lot of doctors, we really get on smokers, saying they're selfish, saying they're putting people at risk, they're going to be the death of us. And, it takes some of us to realize that, look, all right, a lot of them don't want to smoke. They could quit if they could. If they could quit, they would do it in a heartbeat. So we need to show some support. And by the way, even if you don't live in Southern Nevada, one of the things we're going to teach with the New Year, New Lung program is for those of you that don't smoke, help a smoker out. So if you have a buddy at work who is trying to quit smoking, okay, distract him, stay on him. You know, be their cheerleader. And if you have a buddy who's trying to quit smoking and you smoke still, okay, get the hell away from him so he can, you know, quit. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So scientists are looking at whether fecal pills can aid in weight loss. Now, why are they using other people's feces to help you lose weight? Well, remember, there's been a lot of research on our gut microbia, or our microbiota, which is basically the bacteria in our gut. And they found that the reason why some of us have great metabolism and then some of us have crappy metabolism is because of what we eat or what we do changes the bacteria in the intestine. And remember, there were studies years ago saying kids on antibiotics all the time seem to be more obese? That could be linked again to the bacteria in the gut. You take an antibiotic, and can destroy some of the bacteria. So since feces contains microbes from the intestine, what if you take the healthy gut bacteria from a slim person and transplant it into the intestines of an obese person? The microbes will then hopefully influence the obese person's weight. So a team of scientists at Massachusetts General Hospital are now embarking on a new trial for that. They have 20 obese patients that are going to be given a pill filled with some donor's frozen feces. Now, before you guys go, ooh, gross, I can't believe this, this is sham medicine, science, you know, before you guys go there, this is what I have to remind you of. Remember the Clostridium difficile treatment we talked about? There were people who had Clostridium difficile, which is a bacteria that just, I guess, takes advantage when you kill other bacteria. So when you're taking antibiotics, et cetera, and you're killing other bacteria, Clostridium difficile takes advantage. It's called an opportunistic infection. And then the diarrhea that ensues is pretty horrible. And it's very difficult to get rid of because sometimes antibiotics make it worse. Yeah, there's a couple antibiotics out there that we could use, but many times it makes it worse. So one thing we would do, or one thing that we reported on that had been done, was taking the feces from the wife or the husband or whatever, somebody healthy, and making a pill form of it, because you can't just do a suppository or an enema. It has to go through the whole gut. And that seemed to help people with Clostridium difficile. So this has already been done. Now they're going, well, what about diet? What about adding? And some of you guys are like, I'll just take the probiotics. It'd be interesting to see if probiotics work, you know, but they go, let's get the skinny donors. So they recommend getting, well, they don't recommend, but the trial is going to get skinny people to donate the poop. They're going to make the pills. Then they're going to give the obese people these fecal doses for 6 weeks. They're going to record their weight at 3, 6, 12 months, possibly even longer. Then they're going to ask the trial participants to maintain normal eating and health habits. They say they also want to see if frozen feces helps on a variety of other ailments. So they are going to be also checking in on, you know, the superbug C. diff as well. So a slim woman received a fecal transplant in 2011 for her recurring C. diff, but she turned out becoming obese. She was treated for the infection with a stool transplant from an overweight donor. So when they saw that somebody got heavy because she got the feces from an obese person, that's when they decided, well, why don't we switch it up? Many of you guys will say, I'll take the C. diff. No, you do not want to take the C. diff. It just blows my mind that the bacteria would last that long. But think about it. It multiplies and it grows and multiplies. So right now, they are being very cautious, selecting healthy fecal donors, screening for infections like hepatitis, HIV, etc., metabolic disorders, other health complications, and seeing if that works. All right, a feces pill. You know, we women, especially that want to lose weight, will do anything. Let's go to the phone line. Some of you guys have left questions on the answer line when I'm not on, but I'm on now. So let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Regarding HIPAA, I was at the doc the other day, and they had a survey questionnaire. They want to know if I had any firearms. What does that have to do with medical practice? Thanks.
Great question. A few days ago, we were talking about doctors and, urging to ask you about firearms could, you know, be a violation of your privacy. And, you know, now with meaningful use and you know, doctors, there's no law saying that we as medical providers have to ask, but we are encouraged to ask about guns in the house, which makes a lot of people very nervous because that is their private, that's their privacy. You know, when I was in my CCW class, and, you know, we were talking about people coming into the home and breaking into the home. And, you know, I'm a mom with a couple kids. And I'm like, you know, I want to deter people from coming into the house before I have to shoot them. So why don't I just have a whole bunch of signs up in front of my house saying, look, there's guns on premises, so don't even bother. And, of course, the teacher looked at me like, well, no, because then you're a target. People want guns. Okay, you don't want everybody to know that you have guns because people break in and try to get the guns. So it doesn't deter the bad guy because a lot of bad guys are idiots. So, you know, because you know how you have beware of dog? Or you have, you know, why can't I say beware of, you know, my AK-47 or whatever? Yeah, you can't, it, apparently that doesn't work. And so, I understand why, you know, as a gun owner, you want that privacy. Even though part of me just really wants to tell bad guys, look, you know, don't mess with me. Okay, you're going to be messing with the wrong person. But now you walk in and you see your physician. And the physician asked about firearms. And you're thinking, what? How is that even relevant? Well, when you do pediatrics, when you're a pediatrician, your job is to make sure that the kids are safe. And so when I did my pediatrics training, we had to ask everybody about guns. This is back in the 90s. Are there guns in the house? If there are you storing them properly? Are you making sure they're, you know, and you went through with the parents and you had to go through and you had to document if there were guns in the house. Well, I learned pretty early on that people were not amenable to that. And they will just say no straight out. And so I stopped asking in my practice, do you have guns? You know, because of their privacy. And I go, look, if you have a gun in the house, okay, you're going to listen to the next, you know, 5-10 minutes. So whether they told me they had a gun or not, I went through the whole, you know, gamut of safety issues. And we talked about how, that one case where a cleaning lady, we believe, put a gun, it thought the gun was a toy, put it in the toy box when she was cleaning up, kid shot himself with a gun. You know, and so, you know, as a doctor, I think it's imperative for all providers to teach everybody about gun safety. Do I have to know your personal business? No. I am just going to protect my patients, just assume you have a gun, and give you the same speech. And if you're like, look, I don't have a gun, I don't own a gun, fine, I don't care, you don't have to tell me, but let me at least teach you about proper storage and safety. I mean, how many of you guys, you know, while cleaning your gun, did the gun go off? I mean, these things happen. Even gun owners, right? Even gun owners have goofs. And so, it's one of those things where we doctors are kind of in a difficult, you know, position because we need to make sure kids don't shoot themselves with daddy's gun. Another kid shot himself with his dad's gun. Apparently he was behind the store counter of his dad's store, grabbed the gun, shot himself. So, I think we're allowed as doctors to teach people about gun safety. I think that's definitely within our right. In terms of asking and documenting and putting it into a computer system that the government could access, that I'm a little uneasy about, and I think a lot of patients are. But, you know, to answer your questions, why, you know, is that even on a questionnaire? It's because when you go to the doctor, these questionnaires are supposed to stop the physician or the medical provider on any of the positive questions and have them give you dissertations on okay, you smoke? Let me work on you smoking. You've been abused? Let me address that. Because, again, you know, doctors have been faulted for not dealing with all the issues with patients. So why not have the patient fill out a questionnaire, and then the doctor can get all the issues that the patient is having. My fear is, you know, most people are not going to want any of their records accessed by the government or any of their records seen. And even though the government is not supposed to access records, from what I understand, there are codes for Medicare where the doctor went over with you gun safety. And so that could be a concern if you don't want the government knowing you have a gun. And and as a doctor, we don't really believe in, you know, these conspiracy theories and all that, but I have to understand my patients' fears and their concerns. Problem is, my job is to protect kids in the house and other people in the house. So, you know, if you have anger management issues and there's a gun in the house, my job is to protect the other people in your house. And it gets very sticky, you know, how much is your doctor allowed in your business? That's debatable. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. Buysellmakeoffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But before I go into this next topic, I received a question, not today, but it reminded me of, you know, the caller clip that we had on, I don't want to misword it, but the gist I got that they were asking is, you know, are doctors starting to take it too far getting into your business? And it had to do with the gun questions, as well as it was the day we were talking about doctors reporting to the FBI database you're having a mental illness and how medical providers could have just way too much power. And, you know, many of you don't know why I keep bringing up the public option and how I'm very concerned about a government-run healthcare system. And this is one of the reasons, okay? A great way to gain control of the public is through their medical, okay? And again, I don't, like I said, you know, as doctors, we really don't talk about, you know, conspiracies and things like that. I mean, you know, we're too busy, you know, to be sitting there thinking if, you know, the government's trying to be doing anything insidious. And I you know, again, we have to give proper patient care. And that's my main focus, okay? So I understand, like, what this meaningful use, some of you guys are asking what this meaningful use is. Basically, they want Medicare, Medicaid is not going to penalize you. They say incentivize, but basically you get penalized if you don't have electronic medical records. And they want you to have electronic medical records so you improve your quality, your efficiency, your safety, and you guys don't have redundancy with ordering extra lab tests. And I get that. You know, or, you know, I order a lab test that was just done in an ER in New York a week ago. And I could have just received the records from New York and not redone the test. You know, so I get that. The meaningful use is supposed to engage patients and family, improve care coordination, population, public health, as well as maintain privacy and security of patient health information. This is according to healthit.gov. They are hoping that meaningful use will result in better clinical outcomes, improve patient health, population health outcomes, increase transparency and efficiency, empower individuals, and more robust research data on health systems. Many of you guys have looked at your old medical records from the 1980s and 90s, where you could barely read what the doctor wrote. And you're trying to look at your, you know, medical records, and you can't read it. Another doctor can't read it. You know, me having bad, very, very bad, poor handwriting. I appreciate what they're trying to do with electronic health records. I get that, and they're, you know, they're right in one sense. How, you know, we need to minimize redundancy. We need to save patients money. Doesn't make sense ordering tests twice. How is another doctor supposed to understand what's going on with the patient if they can't read the notes? So I get that. A lot of that makes sense, okay? But if we go back to what originally Obama, the administration wanted, okay? The idea of a public option scared the heck out of me. And when Obamacare was passed, and I've talked about this many times on the show, I felt like it was a setup for a lot of us where, all right, fine, you don't want the government taking control. We'll let private enterprise take over. But you watch, okay, you know, if you fail, then you will, you know, then we are going to have to come in to save the day. So we're going to give you this one shot, which is why I told many of you, as Obamacare was unfolding, don't sit there and wish it poor outcomes and failure, because that's exactly what I think the government wanted. Look, we let private enterprise take over. And so because we did, now you see why we need to step in. Now, hopefully, so many people are so sick of what happened with Obamacare that they won't see the underlying message that I believe they were trying to put out of, you see how the government needs to take control. What I'm hoping is people realize, wait a second, this is an example of the government in control, and this is a complete mess. But that may not be the case, because one of the big clusters, screw-ups that happened with Obamacare is the private insurance companies just racked up the rates and really raked us over the coals with that. And so many of us are dealing with $1,200 to $1,500 insurance premiums a month. And, you know, you could blame Obamacare you know, for part of it, but people are blaming the private insurance companies. So when somebody, a politician, comes in, whether it be Hillary or anyone else, and says, look, guys, I got this, okay? The private insurance companies are costing you so much in premiums, we as the government are going to offer you a public option that's going to be cheaper. People are going to move in droves to that, and now you have them. The government has them. And once the government has your health insurance, just like a job, you know how you don't want to quit a job because you have benefits? You are not going to want to quit that government if they provide your benefits. Just like what's happening with people on food stamps and welfare and public housing. Why would they vote against a current administration that's providing them food and shelter? That's what's going to happen with health care. Once the government takes over and they sign most of you up, and a lot of you guys are like, well, I'm on an Obamacare plan, so they already got me. Not entirely. Most of your Obamacare plans, quote-unquote, are not technically Obamacare plans. Obamacare just is the health care system. It's a colloquial term we use for the current health care system. But many of you guys have health insurance through private companies. Yes, maybe you got some subsidies through Obamacare, but and some of you may see that you're at the mercy of the government with it, and some of you are at the mercy of the government, but it's technically still a private health care plan. So once the government takes over health insurance and takes over health care, and you are now at their mercy, then the computer system and the electronic medical record system are going to be a part of a government database. Absolutely. And if there are certain political agendas, there could be risks to what happens depending on what is in your medical data bank. And this is a concern that a lot of people have. As a doctor, I can't speak for a lot of doctors. I mean, me and the doctors that I know, we don't sit there and talk about conspiracies and all that. But a big concern I have is patients are going to lie. When you go and see your medical provider and they ask you about unprotected sex and exposure to HIV, you're going to say, no, 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 no. Do you have any weapons? No, no, no. Do you have any depression or any signs or symptoms of anxiety or sleep disorder? No, I'm fine. Just give me my Z-Pak or my Viagra and let me move on. And I am very frustrated about the lies that we're going to get, because how am I supposed to be a good doctor? How am I supposed to administer appropriate care? You know, I mean, we're going to be talking about later this week how depression affects your heart. And so I'm trying to, as your doctor, protect your heart. I have no idea that you're depressed because you're afraid to tell me, because it could go into a database. And if the government does run healthcare later, it will go into a database that they have access to. And, you know, I have to say, bravo for at least having one eye open. I mean, I don't really believe Nazi Germany would ever happen again. I think we have enough checks and balances. But we would be very inept and unintelligent to not think that it could happen again if we don't stay vigilant. And so a government takeover of healthcare concerns me greatly, especially when it comes to a patient outcome issue. So, doctors being in your business is even though we're just trying to take care of you, is going to be looked upon very suspiciously. It's a shame. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, guys, we're We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I think a midlife crisis is very real. Although there's now a report out that most midlife crises actually don't exist, that we're actually happier in our 40s than we were at 18. And that our happiness follows a U-shaped curve, and us being in our 40s mean we're the happiest, and then what, it goes downhill after that? Let's take a step back and discuss what a midlife crisis is, okay? Which is why I think it's very real. I thought the term midlife crisis has been around since the 60s, 50s, 40s, but I guess it was in the 80s when the term midlife crisis got a lot of attention. According to Dr. Dan Jones, Director of Counseling and Psychological Services Center at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina. He has research adult development and transitions. And he says it was never a formal diagnostic category. So, you know, when you're in a psychiatrist's office, you are not going to be given a diagnosis of midlife crisis. They may diagnose you with depression. They may diagnose you with anxiety. But they, you know, you want to get a diagnosis of that. Midlife crisis. And he says midlife usually occurs, depending on who you ask, it could be anywhere from being 37 years old through into your 50s. And so many times it will center around either a birthday or like your youngest child leaving off to college, or, you know, the big 4-0 or the big 5-0 birthday. Sometimes the death of a parent can also be a stimulus for your going into a quote-unquote midlife crisis, all right? Men and women may manifest it differently. You know, the stereotype of a guy buying a red car, red sports car, yeah, that happens, but that's not the typical thing. You know, sometimes you'll see men purchase things that they've always wanted to do. Or, you know, some people will just quit their job. They'll say, I don't want to work here anymore. And I got to tell you something. I don't think all midlife crises are bad. I think it's a very normal defense mechanism, a psychological defense mechanism. Now, what ends up happening that I believe is you start to realize that you're not going to live forever. And you know how they say youth is wasted on the young. You learn that early. And you realize that you're not in your 20s. You're not in your 30s. And you go, wait a second, if I don't stop and enjoy life now, I am going to have regrets. You know, and I'm not currently going through a midlife crisis. I'll tell you what my midlife crisis turned out to be and why you all now have to suffer as a result. But, you know, when I was at the Six Flags the other day, and I realized I'm getting too old for roller coasters. I had never been to a Six Flags. And maybe call it a midlife crisis or something, but I was, you know, I have my kids. I had never been on any of those super duper scary roller coasters or the Death Drop. And I go, I don't want to have regrets. I'm going to want to say I did it. So, yeah, somebody could have accused me of having a midlife crisis because we were pretty much the oldest people at the amusement park. Maybe there were a couple people older. But, you know, I just felt like there's stuff I haven't done. So about 8 years ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was talking about how I always wanted to be in show business. And I do have regrets. See, I don't want to regret anything on my life. Well, maybe Dirk. Dirk was a mistake, but we won't go there. But I don't want to have any regrets, you know, and you know, she asked you, you know, what do you regret? And I go, I could have gone into show business. I had an opportunity before I went to college, but nobody in my family had ever gone to college. So when I got a full academic scholarship for my grades, and because we were poor, I had to take advantage of it and go to college. And I'm glad I went to college. I'm glad I became a doctor, but I really missed that I didn't go into show business. She's like, well, you still can. I go, no, I'm too old. I'm in my 30s. Nobody's going to want me. She's like, no, you're not too old. You do it. If you want to be in show business, do it. And then I put the thought to bed. I was like, no, not going to happen. You know, my mom always said, you know, to go into radio, but, you know, who listens to your mother? And then it wasn't until I was like, well, you know what? Here's the thing. For charity, I could put myself on air at a local station and answer people's medical questions for free. I like doing charity a lot. And it's, you know, it's a very small radio station, so I wasn't thinking show business or Hollywood, so to speak. But all of a sudden, it just magically turned into a national syndicated talk show. And it was, you know, what prompted it was I was getting into a little bit of a funk, right, with, you know, the recession that started 8 years ago. And, you know, the new election, and I was like, I just want to do something different, and I love microphones. And it worked, for me. And so that's why you guys are suffering, and with the blessings of GCN Network, will continue to suffer while I'm on air and behind the microphone. So for those of you that look at your job, or look at the time you spent with your family, or, you know, look at how you've been living your life and you want to do a makeover, I'm okay with that as long as it doesn't hurt others. Unfortunately, some midlife crises can cause very poor decision-making skills or decision being made. So somebody could say, wait a second. Okay, I never dated a hot 20-year-old when I was in my 20s. Now that I have some money, I could get a hot 20-year-old. So I'm going to go and do that. All right, and then you dump the wife, and, you know, and unfortunately a lot of people do that. They dump the older wife, and they get somebody new and good-looking. There are tons of people out there that have done that. And unfortunately, the reason why we call it a midlife crisis negatively, because it does affect other people. And maybe the marriage was stagnant. Maybe the marriage wasn't supposed to continue. Maybe they married for the wrong reasons when they were younger. But during the midlife crisis, you make a decision that from here on out, you're going to live your life the way you want to, and you want to be happy with your decisions, etc. So sometimes the marriages that were destined to fall apart then, and sometimes a marriage that should have never fallen apart, that really should stick together, unfortunately falls. So, as a doctor, we like to rule out depression. You know, I mean, what is it? Is it, you know, are you projecting on the marriage when it's really your job? Well, yeah, I never wanted to work in a job like this. I mean, another 20 years? I have, what, retirement, and I'm not going to have any money, and this isn't what I wanted to do. Which is why whenever anybody is going through a midlife crisis, I go, what is it that you've always wanted to do? Well, I've always wanted to, you know, play in a band. Well, then do that. Have a band. Go for it. Me too. I love to sing. I love to perform. You want to perform? Do it. Well, I always wanted to be a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire. So, well, mad stuff. Okay, that's a little more difficult to do. But besides being a millionaire or winning the lottery, what did you always see yourself doing? I'll play the guitar. Write music. Write a book. Travel to Paris. Well, then come up with those goals, come up with a plan. I have a lot of women who will give birth, become a stay-home mom, and God bless them for doing that because they are some of the best moms out there. I love moms that, you know, unselfishly take care of the kids, but many of them come in for depression. And I go, do you miss not working? Or do you miss working? They're like, yeah. You know, I feel like all I have are the kids, and I feel selfish saying this, but I need something more. And I go, well, then why don't you do a job from home or go back to work part-time? I mean, a lot of us need to feel fulfilled, and I don't know what it is in our minds or what our goals are, but those are very important to address. And most of us, like I did, it was all about, okay, I have to help support my family, so I got to get through medical school so I could support the family, I could help my patients, and it was always the next step, that I never lived for the day. And I don't remember much about my 20s and 30s because it was always the next step, the next step. So, you know, stop and smell the roses. So we'll talk about this study saying, no, that's not the case. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.